Well, good evening and welcome to Light in the Darkness. My name is Red Mark. Well, tonight I want to talk about something that's been burning up inside of me for quite a while now. I'm going to do it. It's kind of a lot of pieces here, so I'll throw them all together the best I can. So bear with me if it gets a little disjointed here and there. But this is titled The Lie. And basically, the point is, are the COVID vaccinations a bioweapon that is part of the globalist depopulation plan? That is a big question that people are asking today. Well, I want to start with this. On January 2nd of this year, 2023, the 24-year-old Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin routinely tackled an opposing player for the Cincinnati Bengals. Hamlin stood up and then fell backward on the turf. Hamlin's heart had stopped. CPR was administered for 9 minutes. His heartbeat resumed, and he was put in an ambulance and taken to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center for evaluation and treatment. Fans and players were shocked and praying. And in an unprecedented move, the NFL Monday Night Football game was indefinitely suspended and ultimately postponed. The next day, it was reported that a highly acclaimed internist, cardiologist, and epidemiologist, Dr. Peter McCullough, whom I read most of what I can find from him, who agreed that Damar Hamlin suffered a cardiac arrest, and he said this, quote, "If Hamlin indeed took one of the COVID-19 vaccines, then subclinical vaccine-induced myocarditis must be considered, at least, in the differential diagnosis," end quote. Now, the fact that all the Buffalo Bills players had been vaccinated for COVID was admitted by someone who said he knows it for a fact, but ask that his identity not be disclosed. That's for obvious reasons. McCullough has often warned that COVID-19 gene therapy vaccinations are causing a dramatic increase in heart damage and death among young people. It is now an established fact that hundreds, perhaps 1,000 to 2,000 young athletes have collapsed and died from heart problems and blood clots, etc. over the last couple of years. Insurance companies are reporting an increase in death rates, and morticians are reporting a massive blood clot in the deceased. In fact, some authorities even believe the mRNA gene therapy vaccinations are part of a plan to reduce the population of the earth, and the situation is much worse than reported. You know, to kind of support that, what I want to do next is I want to read just a few headlines from the last couple of weeks concerning the pandemic. And it's kind of in three parts. It's kind of like, first of all, the proof, and that would be, and you'll hear a little paper rattling here, so bear with me. But, you know, let's just start with some stories. Proof. Dangers in the sky. FAA quietly admits that EKGs of many pilots are no longer normal. This after being mandated to pilots beginning the original shots and then the boosters. New international study shows that more than 4 COVID vaccinations produce near complete collapse of the immune system. Okay. Continuing. Proof. Alarming study shows clear correlation between plummeting birth rates and COVID vaccinations. Is that part of the depopulation plan? Okay, and let me go to the next page. Another proof story. These are headlines, by the way, in world headlines. More truth coming out. The Pfizer-Gate scandal. Mortality rates reveal a shocking truth as 2 million excess deaths so far are recorded across the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Europe, and the list goes on. Man, it's just amazing. Another one. Revealed. FDA leaves out Pfizer COVID vaccinated stroke signal myocarditis study from advisors next meeting, so they're not going to talk about it. New study claims COVID-19 vaccinations adverse events are unreported or underreported. The list just goes on. Here's more. Elevated rate of facial paralysis identified now as after Pfizer COVID-19 boosters in the elderly, says the FDA. That's all I need, my face frozen. Maybe it wouldn't be a bad thing. All right, more proof. Tens of thousands of defibrillators being installed in the United Kingdom Children's Hospital, or schools actually. Why? Defibrillators in kids' schools? basically from adverse vaccination reactions, but they're not admitting it. Okay, more proof. Growing number of United Kingdom health officials now admit COVID vaccinations are useless and dangerous. Lawsuits skyrocketing against the FDA for withholding COVID-19 vaccination safety analysis. More proof. More young athletes died this week. No causes revealed. That's this thing. When you see these stories of these young athletes falling dead on the fields or playing, you know, in their situations, there's never a cause of death given, ever. Millennials in the West are seeing a 70% explosion in strokes. No reason given. Again, latest peer-reviewed study reveals 217,000 plus Americans killed by the COVID vaccination in just the first year alone. Also reveals serious adverse events were 5 times higher than what Pfizer ever reported. A couple more proof stories. I just want to make sure you get this. More proof. Service member Carolina Stancic. She speaks out about the horrific injuries, heart attack, stroke from her forced COVID vaccination. Remember, the military was required. Bombshell report: spike proteins invade all major organs, induce hyper-accelerated cellular aging, prompting shorter lifespans. Another one. Two more, actually, and I'll stop and I'll go to proof. And another renowned MIT professor and drug safety analytics specialist calls for immediate suspension of all mRNA vaccines. He says the authorities are not listening, you think? And five, Michael Yeadon's 5-month countdown to death coming true before our very eyes. United Kingdom and other nations witnessing the Yeadon prophecy, if you will. He was the one. He was the senior vice president of Pfizer, and one of the scientists that helped develop the vaccine. And he says we should never be giving it to people. More testing needs to be done. This is in the beginning when it started, and he resigned, and he's no longer with them. Anyway, so let's talk about that's proof. Let's talk about the plan. It was exposed on the 20th of this month that the truth is finally coming out that the Pfizer and other pharmas have paid millions and millions to doctors and politicians to keep this stuff coming out. They've made billions and billions of dollars on these vaccines. Here's some more plan. Former United Kingdom Prime Minister Tony Blair calls for a national digital infrastructure to track people's vaccination status in the event of another coming pandemic, you think? This is all part of the global thing, man. We will track you. That's the headline. Medical profession implements World Health Organization's digital diagnosis the digital diagnosis code for the unvaccinated. There has been no clear way to identify those who chose not to take the experimental mRNA shots until now. The U.S. has just approved and adopted the World Health Organization's new digital diagnosis code and for the unvaccinated. So soon, they're going to know who is and who isn't. Another proof. More truths coming out again. The Pfizer Gate scandal. Mortality rates reveal a shocking truth, as again, 2 million plus excess deaths so far are recorded across the United States, Kingdom, and, you know, the Western worlds. It's crazy. I'm sure there's more in the other countries too, but we're not hearing much about that. The plan. Bill Gates warns Australia to brace itself for the next pandemic, which could be man-made and far more lethal than the COVID virus. If you remember, Bill Gates, there was a video of him in October of 2019 when he talked about the COVID pandemic. And you know what? It was 4 months before it hit. You think? Dr. Naomi Wolf on the COVID vaccination, she says it's simply a bioweapon designed in a slow way to debilitate, if not kill off, the population of North America and the Western Europe. Now remember the plan that the World Health Organization has, and also the Agenda 2030 UN program says they want 500 million people on the earth by 2030. 500 million? Where's the other 7.5 billion gone? This is one of the steps, I believe. Here's more proof. Elevated rate of, or wait a minute, I already talked about that, never mind. The plan. Bald-faced lie. COVID-19 vaccinations are not associated with sudden death, says the FDA response to all Americans' concerns about COVID vaccinations. The problem? The growing evidence totally refutes this statement. In other words, it's a bald-faced lie. Viral Storm, Project Veritas, just uncovered a video that shows purported Pfizer director saying pharma company exploring mutating COVID through direct evolution to develop future mRNA vaccinations. Well, so in other words, they're going to keep them coming. They really are. And also, and what was interesting is YouTube struck that video right away. They didn't want the Project Veritas video exposing the Pfizer executive admitting the mutating COVID-19 vaccination until they could have more new ones. But then after they put it off the line, Rumble put it on his front page. Wow, it's really something, man. All right. I think what I'll do is just, you know, This is crazy. Aldous, I got to throw this in because this is interesting. Aldous Huxley, some of you have heard who he is. In 1961, he said this. There will be, in the next generation or so, a pharmacological method of making people love their servitude and producing dictatorship without tears, so to speak. Producing a kind of painless concentration camp for the entire societies, so that people will, in fact, have their liberties taken away from them, but will rather enjoy it because they will be distracted from any desire to rebel by propaganda or brainwashing enhanced by pharmacological methods. And this seems to be the final revolution. This was said in 1961. Wow, can you imagine? Amazing. All right. I want to wrap this up, but you get the point. Before I close, I want to say every day now we are seeing the faces of children, teenagers, young adults who have unexpectedly and suddenly dropped dead because heart attacks, strokes, or other heart-related issues and ailments. Yet so few seem to be paying attention. I mean, it seems to be everybody's in total denial of this. I mean, I haven't been vaccinated and people get mad at me. The level of denial and deception over what is happening is mind-boggling. It's amazing. Anyway, this worldwide phenomenon of sudden death has reached a point where we cannot and must not ignore it anymore. For me, the words of Proverbs 24, chapter 24, verses 10, 11, and 12 compel me to state my case and warn people of this great danger. Let me read that scripture. Again, it's Proverbs 24, verses 10, 11, and 12. If you falter in times of trouble, how small is your strength? Rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering towards slaughter. And if you say, but we knew nothing about this, does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who guards your life know it? Will he not repay each person according to what he has done? Wow, that scripture fits perfectly. What he is saying, the Lord, is we need to get busy and tell people as much as we can. Even if we get rejected, we need to do that. Okay. Finally, I'll wrap it up with this. Numerous reports of sudden death that come our way each day, every day, are not isolated incidents. They are happening all over the world in ever-increasing numbers. And I strongly urge you to avoid these vaccinations. And if you've taken initial ones, just don't accept the boosters as they are now proven to weaken and eventually destroy your immune systems. And I also pray for the family members and friends that have received the vaccinations. So, that's enough said on this. I go on for more months, but you're used to that from me anyway. But hey, I just wanted to share that with you guys. It's been on my heart. I think we need to tell people that whether we get criticized or not, we're going to get criticized anyway. Jesus followers today are not the most popular people on the earth. As a matter of fact, God is being shoved out of our society faster than we can even believe right now. And we wonder what's wrong with the world. Boy, it's pretty obvious. All right, I'm rambling. I love you all, and remember, it's dark times, but Jesus said it would be this way. The Bible told us this, and so we need to remember that. the truth. That just proves that the Bible is true, and that also that Jesus is close and coming to rescue us from this mess. I love you all. And until next time, this is Rhett.